This week in Washington, the Senate is expected to vote on a bill that would make it easier for workers to form a union. Businesses hope to kill that, and President Bush has vowed to veto it, as NPR's Frank Langford reports.
If workers want to form a union today, their employer can demand a secret ballot election. But unions say those elections are often unfair. They say companies target union sympathizers and bully workers during a drawn-out election process. Don Collette used to work for a truck rental company in Las Vegas. He describes what happened in a campaign a few years back.
They would grab you by the arm and pull you outside, and they say, "I want to know what you know about the union right now, and I want to know who's doing what," and they'd want names and they'd want dates. They would threaten to close the shop. They would threaten to take our benefits away from us. They would threaten pay cuts.
The bill before the Senate would allow workers to form a union by simply signing their names to a card. If more than half sign, they've got a union. But businesses claim unions would abuse this system, known as card check. And they spent $500,000 last week on print and TV ads to make that point. Here's one of the TV spots.
What if labor bosses controlled class elections?
A boy in a black T-shirt and sunglasses explains the new rules to his incredulous classmates.
I want to assure you that a vote for me is best for you. Ms. Hudgens has just agreed that there isn't going to be any secret vote. Just sign these cards showing us who you like the best. My campaign committee will collect and count them.
It's a clever ad and a sign of how concerned businesses are. Unions say employers have subverted the election process and worry they won't be as effective with card check. Both sides say the bill will fail this year, but each is trying to position itself for 2009. That's when unions hope to have a Democrat in the White House who will make card check the law of the land. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.